We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Aloha and welcome to Goddess Unleashed. This is Diane Vick, and on today's episode, there might be some noises because I am in the Keys. It is the 31st when I'm recording it, and there might be noises because the whole family is here. There's almost everyone's here. It's about 14 people, so we are keeping our fingers crossed that the noises are minimal and that I can get through this podcast quickly to jump back into my daily routine. But today's episode is really to start the new year off with a prosperous mindset and connect with that joy every single day by focusing on self-love. But in the beginning, we're going to talk about how our own trauma, stress, or feelings of overwhelm can impact our daily lives and experiences when we are faced with different personalities, different people around us, whether they're in our family, where they work with us, where they live in your house, whatever it may be. There's always a dynamic that happens, especially during the holidays, tends to stress us out even more and make us seek food or drink to kind of soothe that stress that happens during these holiday months. So obviously, I've been going through a lot over the past year. Many of you know my story by now, or part of my story, and how I have found that each challenge, each opportunity is gives us an opportunity to grow and evolve through these experiences and realize that they are all happening for us, not to us. And it did take me a long time to realize that it wasn't something that I found easily or quickly. I am human, and obviously I make mistakes, and challenges and obstacles come all the time. But I had to learn that it was all an opportunity for me to grow and evolve, and the same is the case for you. But sometimes we have to take a deep breath and step away from those stressful situations and practice self-love and honor the way we feel and process those emotions and release them in order to get to this place and understand that those stressful things that happen around us are not intended to break us down and make us feel like we're helpless, hopeless, and alone. Instead, they are giving us an opportunity so we can evolve and grow. Every moment is an opportunity. Every challenge, every confrontation that happens is an opportunity for us to evolve, grow, and change. And I've been on this journey for many years. So the first book I wrote, which is The Truth About IBS and Anxiety, that talks about those first 8 years when I figured out how to overcome those digestive issues that were happening in my body and really understand where the symptoms were coming from. The second part of the journey, which is what has happened over the past 2 years, is really confronting that trauma from the childhood and getting through my fears and letting people around me know what it was that had happened to me when I was a child, and starting to create boundaries in places that I didn't have boundaries, and really shifting that perception in the home and in the family life environment, which is the hardest place for us to begin to set boundaries. And that is why the holidays tend to be so stressful, which is why I'm focusing this episode on really bringing in self-love in the new year, making this our New Year's resolution that we are going to focus on self-love every single day, even if it's for 20 minutes, if it's for 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. But the more that we do these self-loving practices, and we honor the way we feel in the moment and feel those emotions when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, and use those cues from our body and from our mind to take action and allow us to relieve the stress, is how we begin to honor ourselves. We begin to change into the shift, but we begin to see that everything that happens is not happening to us, it is happening for us. And it doesn't need to feel like everything is piling upon your shoulders and taking over your life, making you feel helpless, hopeless, and alone, because you are powerful and you can shift things for yourself. But it all begins with, and it does begin with, self-love. So let's jump into the truth about PTSD and sensory overload. So sensory overload is something has been happening to me since I was a little kid. I have learning disabilities. My whole environment would impact me, and I would get sensory overload. Many children with special needs have this experience where there's too much input coming from sounds and music around them, people talking, the colors, the lights, all of these things build up. And now that we're in this quarantine, that we're confined to our homes, there tends to be a lot more sensory input coming in that people are not used to. And that can be very stressful for anyone, including someone that has had PTSD or that has a learning disability or some kind of a sensory issue. One of the things that I have found that really helps us soothe the nervous system, calm that stress that is happening, is to tackle those things when they happen in the moment, which means we have to acknowledge how we feel and step away from that situation and take some time for ourselves, whether it's 5 minutes, whether it's 10 minutes, whether you're doing a meditation, or you choose to do a dance release, which I love to do, or you're going to do some deep breathing and just take a moment to go to the bathroom and take a break. It doesn't matter what you choose to do. You have to honor your body and learn what works for you in certain emotions. Every emotion needs a different activity to help you get out of it. If you're very, very angry, and I can tell you from experience, when I'm very, very angry, sometimes I can't focus in meditation. I can't sit back and sit still and not let my body move. And that is perfectly normal, because there's so many emotions flowing through our bodies that we need to honor the emotion that's happening in the moment and figure out what is the routine that works best for us in 2021 so that we can reach that prosperous and happy year that we're looking for by shifting things every single day and focusing on self-love every single day. And everyone deserves self-love. Men, women, children, everybody deserves to have that experience for themselves and to feel safe and supported by themselves using these strategies. So I actually created a playlist this week, and there's several songs that have come up as I decided I was going to talk about PTSD and how sensory overload can impact us so much during the holidays, because we are impacted by all of the people around us. We're seeing family members that maybe we don't see all that often. We're around coworkers that may be moody or stressed out, and we can take on these emotions and feel that stress. So I don't know if you've ever had a conversation with someone that as soon as the phone rings and you pick up that call, you know that this person is going to be complaining and makes you upset and angry and frustrated by the time you get off the call. Or maybe you have a conversation with someone, maybe it's a manager or a boss, and that shifts the way you feel. So it's acknowledging how we feel in these different situations and really recognizing that shift for ourselves so we can begin to create boundaries and let people know what is not acceptable for a conversation and try to shift things into a positive. So on the other episodes, I talked about, you know, if you have a call with someone that tends to be very negative, try to shift that call and let's do 5 positive things that have happened this day, or give them 5 compliments about themselves and see if you can shift that conversation that way. Sometimes it means you're not going to answer a phone call if you're feeling a certain way and you have the right not to answer that phone call. But I do invite you to really notice how certain situations make you feel and begin to shift that for yourself. The first song that came up on the playlist, which I had never actually heard before, is a song by the Monkees. It's called "I'm Not Your Stepping Stone." And I know that when people have gone through something so traumatic as I did, or have had a really stressful childhood, or have had some hard times, they feel like certain situations only pile on more stress on their shoulders and make them anxious and overwhelmed. You feel like society is attacking you, your family is attacking you, everybody is attacking you, but it's really not the truth. There's always two sides to every story. We have the way we perceive things from someone that is feeling stressed and overwhelmed and maybe had PTSD like I did, to the other side of the story, the people that are dealing with you on a daily basis and maybe a little bit stressed out too. And they each have their own side of the story. So sometimes we have to work on ourselves to be able to perceive the other side of the story and really realize that this is an opportunity for us to evolve and grow. And I know that there have been many stressful situations for me throughout the holidays as I've been working through my PTSD, as I've been confronting some of my fears, is there's a lot of emotional stuff happening between me and other people. And it's normal for that to happen and experience, but I can't be, and you shouldn't be, taking on other people's emotions, which is why that self-love practice that we're going to focus on in the second half is so important, because you want to release these emotions when they occur and not take them on as our own. I know I've talked about before how I'm an empath, and I have always absorbed other people's emotions, and being in a big family like I do, it can be pretty interesting when you have people that are stressed out or anxious around you, how you can become stressed out simply by the environment that you are in. So it's important for us to shift that, to realize that we are not a stepping stone, that we can shift the way we feel by taking action and using strategies and techniques that work for each emotion, which we need to figure out on our own, because we are unique. Each and every one of us is unique. And in order to figure out what works for us, we have to try different things, different strategies, different mindfulness practices to find the thing that works for that particular situation. Maybe it is a coworker that's particularly rude or mean. You need to empower yourself during those situations so you can shift it and begin to create boundaries that can support you on a daily basis, so you don't take on the stress that continues to pile up and makes you feel overwhelmed by the end of the week. I know that when we're feeling stressed out and overwhelmed, and especially someone that has had trauma, can feel like they are stuck, frozen, and often even feel pathetic because they can't get anything done because there's so much stress piled upon us and we feel like everything is on our shoulders that we just simply cannot take action and do those things that are on our to-do list and get through the monotonous everyday tasks because there is so much stress happening around us. But when we do take time to honor the way we feel and practice that self-love, it becomes easier and easier on a daily basis. So I do invite you to make sure you listen to the second half, where I'm going to switch locations briefly and take you through some self-love routines that you can practice on your own. Every single day, it can go somewhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes to 30 minutes, depending on how long it takes you to get ready for bed or get ready in the morning to go to work or school. But it is about really connecting with yourself, having a little bit of fun, and shifting those feelings in the moment to help you tackle the stress, help you overcome your own unique obstacles, and to place you in that right mindset so that each day becomes easier and easier. And as the days become easier is when that shift happens, is when you begin to see that even the challenges that happen around you were a great opportunity, and you realize that you learned something from that experience and that it wasn't as hard as you made it seem. And each time it gets easier when the same challenge comes into play, and each time you respond differently. And as you evolve and grow, it just really makes it clear how everything in life is happening for us, not to us. And that's when we shift into this prosperous mindset and we begin to change our experiences in life and begin to see how we can manifest that joyful, that happy experience and all the beautiful things around us begin to come into our lives. So I know I have been stressed throughout the holidays, but the funny thing is when I really started to focus on these shifts, on this self-love routine, on tackling the emotions quickly, on having this routine every single morning, I begin to see shifts. Oh my God, my son just fell off the hammock in front of me. I can't stop laughing. Okay, he's safe, but that was funny. So when we start focusing on these self-love routines and we do these things for ourselves, we begin to see shifts and things start to happen that we didn't even realize. So in my house, when I did some few episodes before, I talked about how we can place affirmations around our house and use these things to empower us to shift the way we feel in that moment. And I've used that for a long time, and I've been using these strategies. And what began to happen over the holidays is whenever I really needed something else to add into my self-love routine, suddenly they would appear in my house. And it wasn't that these things magically appeared. They were always there. I just never noticed them because you're always in such a rush. You're always so stressed out. You're not paying attention to anything that's around you. There may be something beautiful on your shelf or in your cabinet that you've never even opened and never even used. But now when you see it, you actually can stop and take a moment and use it and realize that that is something that you needed today. So some of the things that came up over the past few weeks is I found a heating pad to place around my neck. I've been having some soaked shoulders, and it was perfect. I also found some essential oils that applied to my skin and a little crystal roller. And that was great because I was starting this routine where I was massaging my face in the morning and at night. And it was like I found all of these things after I became more clear and more calm and reached my way out of that stress. Because in October and November, I was highly stressed. I was kind of overwhelmed and really trying to figure out how can I do these strategies and tackle the stress early on so that I don't keep absorbing other people's emotions, keep getting stressed by certain situations, and definitely being impacted by different people in my family as I would visit people or have family reunions and different personalities and co-workers and all of these situations. So it is important for us to practice these self-love routines so that we can begin to realize that these things are possible. And that we can shift it easily for ourselves. So before we close off this part of the episode, I'm going to jump into a story that I've said before and how much it has shifted from last year when I first decided that I was going to start teaching this class that I call Unleash Your Inner Strength, which, mind you, at the time when I was ready to teach it, we were heading to Hawaii. My whole family was going, except my husband. Everybody else was going. And I was super excited, I was pumped, I was energized, I was aligned, everything was perfect. But I didn't put into play what would happen when I was surrounded by different personalities, different situations, traveling far away with the family, and realizing that I still have not overcome my trauma completely. So these issues were going to continue to happen throughout this trip. So my plan was to be recording videos every single day and be teaching and doing awesome. But I went through a spiral and actually lost sight of all of that and ended up re-experiencing all my pains, all my symptoms, fatigue, chronic pain. I had neck pain. I had body aches. I was tired. I was sleeping early. I was not my typical self just because I hadn't quite figured out how to use these routines daily and practice self-love and not take on other people's emotions. So that is what happened to me last year when we went to Hawaii. But I realize now how much I have grown and evolved by using many of the practices that I teach. And I'm beginning to share this experience with children so that they can also tackle their stress and their overwhelm. Now, the story that I've told before is my story that I call Cheerleader for Life. So if I could go back in time and tell my 15-year-old self something, I would tell her a quote by Walt Disney. Well, you can dream it, you can do it. Because back then, I didn't believe I could do anything. I felt helpless. I felt hopeless. I felt alone. I had been overwhelmed. At this point, I was starting to get flashbacks of my trauma experiences, didn't know how to process it, and began to fear everything. And though I knew I wanted to become a cheerleader, I was too fearful and too overwhelmed with what other people thought about me, that I couldn't even take action. And I continued to spiral into a feeling of lack and fear. And I never took action and I never became a cheerleader. But in this process, as I became ill and started losing my hair and having pain, I realized that I did have another purpose. And I found that I really loved to work with children. So at that point, I started working with doctor. And I realized that I really, really wanted to help children and figure out what was the connection between developmental delays and childhood illness, and how could I impact this population? So it took me many, many years to figure it out, and finally figured that out last year after I lived through my own experiences in trauma, that by using these multi-sensory experiences that I teach, we can tackle the stress and we can find ways to deal with overwhelming emotions that may happen in our experiences through these relationships, so that we can feel more balanced and safe and supported in our lives. So I may not be a cheerleader for life as a teenager, but I'm definitely a cheerleader for life now and encouraging people to really find their own self-love and to help me support children in finding their own self-love and working through difficult times through COVID-19 and other hardships that they may be experiencing. So I'd invite you to donate to the nonprofit that I'm starting to create in 2021 and help me send them some gift boxes, which are super exciting for me. But before we close off this section of the episode, I want to remind you that we have the opportunity every single day to be brave, and sometimes we need to see it in order to believe it. And that's why in my home in Miami, I have a sign that says brave, I have a sign that says strong, and here in the Keys, I have another sign, and it says, always remember, you are braver than you think, stronger than you seem, and more loved than you know. And isn't that the truth? So if you don't have the sign, you can make your own, but that is a great statement to have somewhere in your house to remind you of how strong and brave you are, and remind you that you do deserve to practice self-love every day, and you do deserve to feel balanced, safe, and supported. But it all starts from within, and it all starts with self-love. So stay tuned for the second half of the episode, where we're going to go into a self-love routine and switch locations. This is Diane Bick. Aloha.
Get empowered with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call. I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
So what is crappy to happy? First of all, I'm Diane Vick. I'm a registered nurse, an author, a professor, and I've suffered much pain and heartache with my physical symptoms of my disability and my chronic illness. And I created this class, Crappy to Happy, because I wanted to support frontline workers, policemen, firefighters, nurses, doctors that are still at those front lines dealing with patients and clients that have COVID-19. And they are experiencing extra stress because now they're exposing themselves to this virus and also their family and loved ones. But what I have learned in my 7-year journey of chronic pain and illness and autoimmune disease is there are ways to calm your nervous system and boost your immune system that can be easy and effortless. And of course, it's not going to take you 7 years like it did me. So I'm here to guide you in this short program to give you some simple strategies that you can help relax and calm your nervous system during times of stress like this COVID-19 pandemic.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Aloha and welcome back. This is Diane Vick and we are starting the second half of the episode. And as I promised, I have relocated and now I am in my relaxing bathroom in the Keys. So this is a special place that my daddy made for me and I absolutely love it. And what we're going to focus on is how we can begin our day with a relaxing that helps us feel balanced and calm, relax our minds, and all it means is that we're doing a little bit of self-love, using music and anchoring in positive feelings by tapping in a connection with our own body and going through these routines that we typically do all the time. And it helps us relieve stress, it helps us move energy, it helps us feel balanced. And it's something that I've been using with my clients, and it's very, very powerful. The first thing we're going to cover is actually to help us with migraine headaches and any kind of soreness or discomfort on the top of the scalp. So the funny thing that's going to happen right now is I actually have to take off my wig and see what my hair looks like under because we're going to be massaging the crown of the head. So the song I am listening to right now is True, and I invite you to make your own playlist. It doesn't have to be these specific songs, but these are songs that I have found are very great songs to help trigger emotions, to help us process emotions when we connect with the body and we connect with movement. So the song is by Spandau Ballet. It's called True. And we're simply going to grab the crown of our hair, like if you were making a ponytail, make it look like if you were a unicorn. And simply pulling back, taking a deep breath and pulling back on that hair. And again, pulling back. Breathe in and out. Now we're going to tap the forehead. As you listen to the music, you can be swaying to the beat, enjoying it, and saying the sound of my soul. Tap the top of your head. Continue to tap all the way down to your neck and do this 5 times. From your eyebrows all the way back to the back of your neck. And you can use this time to wash your face, to apply lotion, and to really listen to the song of the beat and just take a little bit longer than you normally maybe do for self-love by looking at yourself in the mirror and apply some Vaseline to my lips. It is the best thing to soften our lips. Hopefully there's not too many noises happening around me because everybody seems to be moving chairs right now. But it's a strategy that you can use all the time. I also do invite you to massage your scalp. If you have headaches, if you suffer from migraines as I do, you can also use a heating pad. So they sell heating pads that you can apply to the crown of your head, or you can use them for neck pain and combine it with the strategies that you are doing to relieve stress. And go ahead and massage your scalp all the way down to your neck and all the way back up. And maybe it takes a couple minutes. Maybe you want to focus a little longer if you have a headache. You can apply an ice pack. And those are all great hacks for those that may be experiencing headaches, migraines, or any kind of symptom on the top of your head to help you relieve some of that stress. The other thing that I'm going to cover right now is how we can use music and connect it with whatever strategy we're doing. So the song that I have picked here is Everything I Do For You. If you've ever watched the movie Robin Hood, that's a beautiful song that comes up in that movie. But instead of it being someone else, we're looking into our own eyes in the mirror and applying lotion. So you can grab your lotion now, go ahead and apply some to your arms, and really just honor the song, take in deep breaths, and slow down for your self-love routine in the morning. However long it takes you to get ready, maybe you need to set your alarm a little bit earlier to practice this routine for yourself. And now the song says, don't tell me it's not worth fighting for, and it absolutely is. It's worth self-love every morning so that you can feel balanced and aligned, so that you can feel safe and supported. And remember that everything you do, you're doing it for you, and you deserve it. So you can go ahead and apply also some of the lotion to your throat, to your neck, your shoulders, wherever it is that you may need some lotion. All right, so the next song that came up in the playlist is Betty Davis Eyes. I think it's funny because I hadn't realized it until I looked it up, but I do have, oh my goodness, noises everywhere. Betty Davis Eyes. So you can look up that song. I think it's a nice song to start up the day. And you can use mudras, which is hand positions to help calm your nervous system and boost your immune system. There's different mudras that you can use and you can look them up. But basically what I want to remind you is in the morning, especially if you have any tenderness, arthritis, or pain in your hands, you can take that time of applying lotion to actually massage each finger, massage your hands, and massage your entire arm to really help move fluids through your body, reduce inflammation and stress, and help you feel more flexible, more energized, and simply just support yourself through these self-loving activities.
As I mentioned before, obstacles and challenges happen all the time. In the middle of me recording this episode, one of my sons was in the room making tons of noises. So I'm actually using the end of this episode to be something that I recorded yesterday. As I also tried to record this episode yesterday, there were tons of interruptions that happened because, you know, you got to go with the flow when you have households filled with people. So stay tuned and listen to the recording from yesterday and a little inspiration in a book that I actually am starting to create.
Aloha and welcome to Goddess Unleashed. On the end of the year, we want to feel pumped and energized. We want to get to our goals and actually attain them. but we still have challenges and obstacles that are going to arise every single day. And there are certain personalities around us, whether it's someone you work with, someone in your home, whether it's family when you have a reunion, there are personalities that affect us every single day. And in order to tackle that stress, especially if you're going through PTSD and healing from it, like I am, it's important to make sure you practice yourself the routine and the things that I've shared before on this episode. Now, one of the things you may not realize is that soon this podcast is coming to a close as I go into the next phase and I start to create something that is really about giving back to the community and supporting. But as I do that and get ready to share what beautiful things have come on these holidays, as I've been de-stressing the holidays and focusing on self-love, we're going to learn what those things are soon. But one of the great things that came through as I worked through the stress of the holidays and I woke up the day after Christmas, I actually had inspiration to create another book. So if you have listened to my episodes before, I created this book, Bubble Bee, at the beginning of COVID-19 to help support children that experience stress and anxiety. And I hadn't written any in a while, but this holiday I actually came up with several different characters that I'm going to write books about, and also one particular book for the holidays that is about family and different characteristics and how we need to balance the way we deal with other people, how we have to adjust our perception, how we have to create boundaries, and creating them in a fun way using the character of this book. So just to give you a little insight, and maybe it will reconnect you with some of the people in your own family. Maybe you can recognize any of these characters in your family or in your work life that may trigger you or upset you, and how we can use what we learn through our experiences every day and recognize that every situation is a request for love or an act of love, even though it doesn't feel that way in that moment. And recognizing that things are happening for us, not to us, is something that really helps us evolve. And sometimes we don't realize it in that moment. Trust me, it's happened to me. There has been stressful days where I've taken it personally and I've gotten upset, and even happened yesterday. I was in a mood. I had to record this show. I thought I was ready for it. And I decided to do a meditation and became frustrated as people started to interrupt me during my meditation. And that happens to anyone. When you're getting into a stressful situation, the things can pile upon you and it feels like everything's falling upon your shoulders. And progressively, I ended up getting shoulder pain yesterday and neck pain too. So I know how our emotional state impacts our physical body and our physical reality and creates symptoms in our body that keep getting us stuck and feeling stressed out, anxious, and overwhelmed. So let me give you a little insight as to the characters in this story to see if you recognize any of these kind of characters in your life, whether it's family, friends, coworkers. There's likely someone that you can imagine being this character for you, and it likely will bring up some emotions that arise when you're in conversations or situations with these particular characters, and how it can change the way you feel in the moment, whether it makes you feel stressed out, whether it makes you feel anxious or overwhelmed, whether you can't focus at work. There is some kind of a reaction that happens based on our perception and the boundaries that we have created or not created with these different personalities. And it's very empowering to start to create boundaries and adjust your perception and realize that everything is happening for us, because that's how we begin to evolve and grow and change the relationships into healthier relationships. The characters that I came up with for this book, it's going to be Bubble Bee and how he de-stresses the holidays. So the same little series that I came up for the podcast is going to be a children's book. And some of the characters is Alan the Angry Alligator. Maybe you have someone that is angry or often frustrated and it feels like they're taking it out on you, but they're going through their own stressful experiences, and sometimes they make it to other people and they can upset you, or you can choose to see them in a different light and work on those stressful situations as they arise so they don't affect your physical body or your mindset. Then there's Allie, the allergic alley cat. This was a highly sensitive cat. I actually wrote a story about her and how she gets lost in a city and separated from her family, and all these symptoms start to arise until she realizes that being positive helps her shift things, and she ends up reconnecting with her family later on the trip. But that's a separate book. Then there's Sally, the sleepy serpent. Maybe you have someone in your family or someone that works around you that seems to always be falling asleep. One of the things that I've noticed is that when we're stressed, when we're overwhelmed, when we're feeling a lot of emotions, even when we're watching TV shows that may trigger some emotions, sometimes you get fatigued or feel sleepy. And this is a process of our body being taken over by these emotions that we're not sure how to release them. So it's very, very empowering to recognize when you have these situations happening in your body, and using the self-love routines that we've covered before will help you shift that fatigue feeling, that feeling of exhaustion, and also help you deal with people that are around you that are maybe going through that experience. Maybe it empowers you to show them strategies and help them find their calm. Then there is Sam, the sad scorpion, who has a little cane. So he's in pain. Maybe he's walking around with his cane and uncomfortable. And you can really see the sadness or the emotions in this person, and maybe being around them makes you sad. There's Lizzie, the late lobster. So this is someone that's always late to the events. And maybe it's frustrating to you because you can't get things going how you've planned out. If you're type A personality and things need to go a certain way, this kind of personality may upset you. And there's Krabby, the cranky crab. Maybe it's a really cranky, grumpy person. And as all of the other personalities take over in this place, this person becomes more grumpy and crabby, and that affects you. So those are just a few of the characters. I'm sure there will be more. But it's kind of funny how I was able to work through the stress of the holiday and still come out with a creative outlet for recognizing that we are all affected by different personalities. We all have our own triggers. We all have our own challenges. And in order to adapt and evolve through them, it really does changing our perception, involve changing our perception, and realizing that everything is happening for us, not to us. Because if we think it's happening to us, then what happens is what happened to me yesterday. Everything is happening to me. All these people are annoying me. And now I feel like everything's coming upon my shoulders. And then I developed shoulder and neck pain. And it just isn't a good cycle. So make sure that when we get stuck in these patterns, that you recognize that you are stuck in this pattern. And then you focus on shifting that for yourself so that you can reach your goals in 2021, so that you can create healthier relationships and healthier boundaries to get through these new experiences that are happening. Now, some of the strategies that I've talked about before that really help calm the nervous system, boost the immune system, empower you to evolve is making sure that you recognize when these stressful situations are happening and that you shift them quickly in the moment using a strategy. Some of the things we've talked about before is meditation. Meditation is a great strategy to help you calm your body, relax your mind, settle your thoughts, and refocus. But sometimes we are too anxious or stressed out to really settle back into a meditation. So at that point, maybe you can try a walking meditation where you listen to the meditation as you walk and energetically release some of that stress. Or maybe it's listening to a meditation while you're doing yoga and combining those two strategies to see if you can really relax the body. But if you recognize that your emotions are very strong, like anger, when you're waking up and you're feeling very angry, the best strategy that I've found is a cardio activity. So I will do boxing, or I will do jumping jacks, something that really gets you moving, moves your whole body and gets these emotions out. As you visualize maybe that you're doing your boxing, maybe you're visualizing that you're punching out all of these negative emotions, or even if you need to visualize that you are boxing with someone that upset you, that will help you get out those emotions. Now, there are some other strategies that you can use that I've talked about before. Find your favorite song and vocalize and sing to the song, dance to the song in front of the mirror. That does help calm you down and relax you, even makes you laugh and think that you are silly. But there are so many different things that we can do for ourselves, but it really does take us doing these self-loving activities and learning what works with what emotion and what strategy can I use now and what strategy can I use when I'm sad and what strategy can I use when I'm frustrated, if I have a confrontation, what works for me in that moment to shift so that I can focus and get back to work or whatever activity I was trying to do. The whole point of this is so that we can find a calm, find our balance, and really begin to enjoy and have more fun in life. One of the things that I say all the time is we got to find our inner child. We got to have more fun. And a lot of times as an adult, we don't have fun. We have this routine. We have all this monotonous activities that we have to do every single day that are simply required, whether it's from your job or being a mom or being a dad or whatever experiences that you have. You have roles, you have activities that you need to do, things that you need to accomplish, and they're not always that fun, but making them a little bit more fun by using music and laughter, maybe bringing someone in to help you do an activity that you don't really enjoy will make it more fun. So I do invite you to try and find the fun in the monotonous activities, and that will help you connect with your joy. Now I invite you to imagine or visualize something that has happened to you this week in particular, maybe this day, maybe in the past 2 weeks that really upset you, that moment, that situation. And notice if you recognize any feelings or emotions that came up from that. Just visualize that for yourself. Notice if it was a particular tone of voice that affected you, if it was the conversation that came up. Whatever situation it is absolutely perfect. We just want to visualize it and notice if that created any stress for you. Did you feel any sensations in your body? Did you get any pain from that situation? Take in another deep, slow breath. And now visualize that same situation. But now imagine it in a new light. Imagine it inside a bubble, a white bubble. That same situation, but it's in a calm setting, and visualize that this is happening for you, not to you, and invite you to recognize and notice how maybe this person or this situation happened for a reason, and it is showing you an act. It is an act of love or a request for love. Take in another deep, slow breath and notice or visualize maybe why this person reacted that way. What situation in their life could have made them react this way? And allow yourself to imagine yourself forgiving this situation, this conversation, whatever it may be. Take in another deep, slow breath and notice as you exhale that you are letting go of that stress. Forgiving and realizing that this person is human and that this was an act of love or a request for love. And the next time that you have a conversation with this person, I invite you to notice if there is a boundary that you need to set. If there's something that you need from them, I invite you to take that opportunity to actually set that boundary and let them know how you feel. Maybe let them know what happened on that particular occasion and how it made you feel. I know that it can be difficult sometimes to shift our perspective, but we begin to see things with kinder eyes, recognizing that everyone is human, that this is a request for love or an act of love, helps us shift our perspective and improve the way we feel in our physical body, thus impacting our physical symptoms and changing the way we feel on a daily basis. And as we begin to empower ourselves to evolve, grow, and change, each day becomes easier. But I know that some days can be particularly stressful, and I have experienced some pretty stressful days over the past few months as I've been working through my traumatic experiences and how these emotions, as I've been working through my experiences and recognizing how these patterns of relationships that we haven't set boundaries in or we haven't spoken up for ourselves continue to play a role in a cycle, and the challenges can affect us in our lives and affect how we react to different situations and even stop us from the goals that we have set for ourselves, where we're not able to record things, where we're not able to take action on projects. And we want to break this cycle by beginning to recognize that these things are all happening for us, and it's an opportunity for us to evolve and grow and learn how to deal with different characters, different situations, and create more boundaries that help empower us as we evolve and grow.
All right, guys, I hope you were inspired by this episode, even though it was a combination of two different days and me working through plenty of challenges to create it for you. But I hope it gives you some insight as to, even though we may get frustrated and overwhelmed sometimes, we can take time to practice self-love and find the joy and the silly fun in everything that happens to us, because it is all happening for us, not to us. This is Diane Vick. Enjoy your 2021 and be brave.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.